With the pushing electrons book, somebody asked how much should you do out of it. You do enough out of it to the point where you're starting to feel comfortable with these pushing of electrons. At that point you can stop. So it's mostly a familiarity thing that book's good at, is taking you from not feeling comfortable with pushing arrows to the point where you are, and then you can just move on to practicing mechanisms. So the polar mechanism, which is where we spend most of our time, in these ones we need to be quite clear on what a nucleophile is and what an electrophile is. So nucleo is turning to the nucleus, which carries protons and neutrons. Neutrons have got no charge, so the protons carry positive charge. So a nucleophile then is something that's seeking out something with a positive charge. Electrophile is going to be something that's seeking out electrons. As a result, our nucleophile is electron rich. So you can see up here our carbanion is clearly carrying a lot of electron density, whereas our electrophile is electron deficient. It'll either be delta plus or it'll be plus. So our examples then for nucleophiles, classic example would be the hydroxyl ion, whereas for the electrophile, classic example would be a proton. But other examples, we've got the halides, we've got amines. And so in this case here, you can see there's no minus sitting on an amine, but we know that an amine is a basic organic compound, and the basicity is on the nitrogen, so we would put a delta minus on the nitrogen. Over here for our electrophiles, these more normally are fully positive in character, but we have to remember it's positive and seeking electrons, so it's not the alkali metals or the alkaline earths, because these guys are very positive, but they're not looking for electrons. They've dropped back to an octet configuration. Now all of this stuff here, this is all fair game for the next test. Okay, all of this stuff on nomenclature, this is what I'm looking for.